Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Giblets and Germs. It's the one, the only, Brian Rails. And of course, we are joined by our lovely co-host, Granny Holzer. What you gonna do?
Hello, B-Train. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm been chomping at the bit to, you know, just start my new business venture, but I say, you know, I messaged Icon and also folks. If you haven't already heard what the business proposition was yesterday, is this. Plain and simple, you know how people have panels. Well, they got Renee, they've got Sam, they've got Booker T, and they got Jerry Lawler already established. Why not, you know, just take that idea to a podcast level? I'm sure there's several that do that, but really, the only difference between those podcasts and our show is you could actually give insight from a perspective that's, well, quite skewed, if you will. By skewed, I mean you'll get Granny's perspective on matches, you'll get my perspective on matches, you'll get Icons, and you'll get big swings. So what I'm saying is I'm happy that I'm starting to get stuff going. I got my tires rotated today, folks. I throw random tidbits in there to all the fans listening from the Philippines, Latvia, UK, Japan, everywhere, and their mother. Thank you for listening to Wrestle Radio. You keep supporting us. We're close to 3,000 views, or 3,000 views, 3,000 listens. So please help us propel the listens a little bit further. Last night's Monday Night Raw. Granny, I'm sorry, but this is why this show's not 100%, you know, the way it's supposed to be. And what I mean that is, this show just drives me bonkers because I have to watch a replay of it. Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy against the B team, you know, the lights dim, they attack the other team. I don't understand. Are they turning them heel? What are they doing with them? I don't care about heel turns, ladies and gents, but I do care about legitimizing a show, and it's the week before SummerSlam. Is there some kind of tie-ins that make sense with this show? Because honestly, I don't really see it. Kevin Owens and Braun Strowman. The fact at the beginning of the show when Finn Balor pulled somebody back, it's funny to me, Granny. There's so many elements of Monday Night Raw that don't make sense to me. As far as, you know, reviewing it as a show, it's getting harder and harder to it's getting harder to watch it every week for me. I'm not sure how others feel about it, but I feel like Ronda Rousey versus Alicia Fox. I told you this, Granny. I told Granny this, and I told the listeners that it was going to be a squash match between Alicia Fox and Ronda Rousey. And you guys, it's good to be predictable. I guess you know what's coming. But I like SmackDown Live tonight. I would like to be like, whoa, I didn't see this coming.
Well, I have to apologize to you, B-Train. I'm actually in my car right now, and I've got my son, Anthony, and that little whimpering noise that you may be hearing in the background, that is my son's dog, Mysterio. I'm taking my son somewhere, and he's got his dog with him. So, you know, that you're going to hear a little whimpering every once in a while. That's what that whimpering noise is. It's Mysterio. I guess he's voicing his opinion about wrestling. Actually, he's named after Rey Mysterio, the WWE wrestler, so Mysterio, be quiet. I apologize, fans. You know, it'll be just a few minutes, and I won't have the dog here with me.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, folks. You know, Danny's a very, you know, she's a family person, so if you hear background noise, it's understandable. She's on the show. She's a dedicated co-host, and I was trying to say earlier, there's matches on Monday Night Raw that didn't really, I mean, it's the same stuff. You see Sasha, Bayley facing off against the same team, because who else did to pair them in the women's division with? And that is quite a scare, because when you see the same stuff, the same type of setup and matches, then as a fan, you're thinking to yourself, gee, I wonder what setup is going to be this week. And you're hoping that it's a different match. What I'm referring to is Finn Balor going up against Baron Corbin for the umpteenth time. Supposed to be a tag team match, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins versus McIntyre and what's it called? Oh yeah, Dolph Ziggler. And my apologies, folks. And I just feel like it really, Raw didn't really capture my attention, and I'm going to SummerSlam, folks. I hope to God that Raw does a little better on their end of the card. They never should have co-branded this shit. In my opinion, Granny, this is what boils down to. SmackDown Live is holding a whole new light over fans. Whereas Monday Night Raw last night proved that if you project the same card with nearly the same results, you're going to falter on ratings. Because you didn't, they, as in creative-wise, they didn't project their show to make fans want to watch it over again. I haven't watched Raw fully, Granny, since the WrestleMania builds and then since all of that. And it's just ridiculous because I'm sitting here just reading all these Instagram things that you just hate on Raw because of Sasha. No, it's because they have all the tools that they need for their show to use and sharpen or do whatever they need to do with their characters, as far as, you know, building them, like a Kevin Owens, for example, or a Sasha Banks or a Sami Zayn. But they're not living up to their full potential as a show. And that's why I say it's not fun watching Monday Night Raw anymore for me. I'm sure others like it, but I just don't care anymore.
Well, speaking of, you know, you mentioned Sasha Banks. Look, for example, Sasha Banks and Bayley against the Riot Squad, and look what happened. All of a sudden, Ruby Riott was dressed up in that outfit, and she pulled one of her partners out of the way, you know, and all of a sudden she takes off the hood, and, you know, they ended up beating Sasha and Bayley because of the, you know, the distraction or whatever you want to call it. But I want to ask your opinion, B-Train, the interview that Renee Young tried to have with Paul Heyman. I think that is the quietest I have ever heard that man ever in my life.
I think my opinion is you're going to see finally for the longest time what we've been waiting to see, and that is Paul Heyman going to join forces with Roman Reigns. Because Roman Reigns, let's face it, he's a good guy. I like his work. I don't mind him as a person. He just recently had a moment with a fan. It was pretty cool where they did, you know, something special for him. And like my opinion is, I think Paul Heyman knows that Brock Lesnar is going to lose that title somehow, because the thing on this, the last time Paul Heyman turned on Brock Lesnar was 2004. And let's just say you're not really going to have any other clue as to why he's being quiet. It's because something's going on, Granny. I feel that fans don't realize, or maybe they do, that when a manager's quiet, you know something's up.
Well, I mean, it looked like he was almost in tears. I mean, he kept looking over the back of his shoulder like it was almost like he was afraid that Brock Lesnar was going to pop out of somewhere and attack him. I mean, did you notice that? I mean, how he kept looking over his shoulder, looking around, you know, and I mean, it's like, you know, I think he was really scared that Brock Lesnar was going to show up and hurt him.
Well, Lesnar was choking him last week. I mean, I wouldn't put it past Lesnar to do something at SummerSlam because, Heyman, there might be a miscue, Granny, that half causes Brock Lesnar to get upset, get distracted, and then out of nowhere. This is going to be really weird. They said Ambrose. I mean, there's rumors they might be cleared for SummerSlam. You know... Love you, Mr. Buck. He just messaged me, Granny. Brandon might be on our show, folks. The franchise, Brandon Buck, might be on Wrestle Radio Wednesday or Off the Rails Uncensored. I'm getting a lot of messages lately, Granny. This is fun. Anyway, Paul Heyman, back to the subject. Paul Heyman is acting strange because usually when a character acts strange in wrestling, I call it 9 times out of 10, Granny, and you know my uncanny ability to do this. I believe that Heyman is going to shift gears and help develop Roman Reigns. That's what I, for someone struggling to get crowd reaction, and now it's half and half, so the evil science experiment, better known as Vince McMahon, you know, say if he doesn't emit a reaction at SummerSlam, then they're going to turn him at SummerSlam. I go, oh, the perfect key solution ingredient to that, Paul Heyman. Who's a good mouthpiece for Brock Lesnar? Who's a good mouthpiece for, well, even though he's no longer there, remember, Granny, once upon a time, Heyman and Ryback?
Most definitely.
So, I mean, as much as we don't want Heyman to be around, oh, he's going to be around, folks. He's going to be with Roman Reigns. So Roman doesn't have to do the talking anymore. And not to say that it's funny when he does sometimes, but, you know, when he said, come on, guys, would you rather protect me, a full-time worker who shows up every day, or would you rather protect that part-timing bastard? I about lost my shit laughing when he said that because I know that Lesnar's on his way out. I hope, because Granny hopes, majority of the fans hope, that Lesnar finally leaves because it's getting annoying seeing him posted on the website as Universal Champion. There's just no rhyme or reason for it. So with Heyman in the picture of the interview last night, Granny, I got to say, in a long-winded answer, that I really do feel something's going to give, and it's not going to be it's not going to be a miscue. Heyman's going to screw Lesnar. Believe it or not, I have a distinct feeling. I'm not saying it'll happen, but I have a feeling that Heyman's going to screw somebody. And you see why he's quiet last night, Granny?
I just have a feeling that something really ironic is going to happen between that in that match. I'm not sure what, but you know, only we can. We'll just have to wait and see what happens, but.
Only time will tell.
That's right, Anthony.
I mean,
only time will tell.
It's only time will tell because we've seen as fans, like, well, we thought Heyman was going to turn on Lesnar at this pay-per-view. And they're like, oh, that's the genius because we were teasing it the whole time. No. The genius behind it was keeping Lesnar champion when he only shows up 7 times in the whole year. And he's still getting paid $6.5 million, according to Forbes.com. You know, I mean, here's the thing, folks. What Granny's getting at is, do you notice how quiet he is? Granny's I call her the heel sniffer outer, because normally when heels are quiet like that, that's dangerous, especially when a guy like Heyman, who's leached off of Lesnar's career, you know, his character has. Heyman makes money outside of this, folks. He does seminars, he does appearances, which Heyman does more than Brock Lesnar, that's all I can tell you. And it's kind of funny that his manager does more than him, but here's the thing, folks. When Lesnar faces Roman Reigns at SummerSlam, that's not, I mean, yes, there are other matches of interest. However, Granny brought up a very valid point, and that is, do you think that there's something wrong with Heyman being quiet? Oh, I don't think so. I think Heyman's going to turn on Lesnar. But I could be wrong, because we've been thinking that for the last 6 months now, haven't we, Granny?
We have, and I mean, it's kind of like last week when Lesnar showed up, and all of a sudden, you know, he's grabbing a hold of Kurt Angle's leg, like begging him not to let him go. And then all of a sudden, you know, Lesnar comes out and he F5s Kurt Angle, and then, you know, Heyman's standing in the ring laughing, you know, like he always does. Like, okay, you know, we thought we had you all fooled, you know, look out, we didn't, you know, sucker, you know, whatever. But I don't know, you know, unless this is all just a ploy on Heyman's part, which it wouldn't surprise me if it was, you know, like making everybody think that Lesnar's going to do something to Heyman, but, you know, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
We've been fooled before, Granny, and it's kind of just like, gee, you know, you guys really need to quit doing that to fans, because here's the thing. If they didn't have a show, which I understand, you know, you don't know everything about professional wrestling, this, that, the other. Well, Granny and I have been keeping track of Mr. Lesnar, because we have to report it as broadcast journalists, just like I report what's going on with Wrestling Revolver. Some of my show, I admit I have not covered, you know, what Cody Rhodes is up to, even though he's been doing some really awesome stuff in Ring of Honor. But let me tell you, when a wrestler has a manager that becomes quiet, as vocal as Heyman can be, something's askew. You know, and some people may say, well, why are you focusing on that aspect of Monday Night Raw? Well, Granny's focusing on it because, I mean, I pay attention to the show. Granny pays attention to the show, but we pay attention to Monday Night Raw in different wavelengths for interest-wise. So, Lesnar, like we have been stated, and Granny's like, wow, you know, it doesn't surprise me when I said he showed up to the show 7 times this entire year, 2018. I'm not making this up, folks. Granny's looked it up. Icon, Swing, every podcaster has looked it up. And I have messaged a few other shows, and they said, wow, 7 times? And I said, yeah, he's not Magnum TA. He's not Ric Flair. He's not Arn Anderson. Whereas back then they could pull it off. But, I mean, Granny, when Heyman's quiet, that's kind of mind-boggling, because I've known Paul to be very vocal when he was owning ECW back in the day. He was very vocal about Vince McMahon. Now it's transposed itself into him being vocal as a creator behind the scenes. So, yeah, they got fans buzzing about the correct thing. I'm not saying Raw is a terrible show, but when Heyman does something, everyone pays attention because it's Paul Heyman. It's basically Brock Lesnar's hype guy. Why wasn't he as vocal last night is the question what Granny's trying to ask me. I say it's because there's something going on behind closed doors. Why was Roman Reigns not included in that handicap or the tag team match? There's your next question. And why was Paul Heyman looking over his shoulder? It was all starting to piece together a puzzle that's, you know, being put together with Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman being the missing piece of said puzzle. And, you know, do you agree, Granny, at all with that whole assessment I just made?
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, well, you know, it's kind of ironic because, you know, Baron Corbin, he's on the phone with Stephanie, and he hands the phone to Kurt, and Kurt says, yes, I understand, Stephanie, I understand. And then all of a sudden, they tell Roman Reigns, oh, if you go out with Seth Rollins, you're going to lose your shot against Brock Lesnar. You know, I mean, okay, what's, yeah, so something's going on somewhere, I'm not sure where, but it's going to be very interesting.
It is going to be very interesting, folks, because they said if you go out there with blah, 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 then you're going to lose your shot with Brock Lesnar. Something's not adding up, folks. If Stephanie McMahon calls into your show, and I'm just saying it's a wonderful build, but like I said, Granny, I have a feeling, and I don't care at this point. People always say that you have to have an end to a meet. You have to have a resolution between characters. I think that's the only good thing Raw's doing right now. I mean, I could point out the bad all I want, but Granny just pointed out something that I neglected to mention last show is the fact that if you notice, Roman Reigns' behavior has not been strange, but lately it has. I mean, you're a week away from SummerSlam, literally, because next week, folks, I take off for a miniature vacation, and I'm going to be 6 days, you know, going out having fun. And I'm just thinking in my head, what if Roman Reigns becomes the Universal Champion? Kevin Owens wins the briefcase. Oh, man, what a nightmare for somebody if he wins the Universal Championship. He shall remain nameless, folks. He hates Kevin Owens. But, you know, I think the point I'm trying to make is if you end up in regards to seeing as what's going on Monday Night Raw, not just Raw, but SmackDown Live, folks, we haven't covered them. We are going to cover them. Carmella now faces Becky Lynch and Charlotte, folks, for the SmackDown Live Women's Championship. Granny, I have a feeling, like I told you, there are so many possible resolutions that will happen at SummerSlam. It only is a matter of time to see who's actually going to carry through with it. Will Carmella remain champion? I don't know. On our yay and nay section show yesterday, we're going to do yay and nay again today, folks. Yay or nay on who's going to win a match and certain scenarios. So that's a new tidbit on our show. Yay or nay in the last 5-10 minutes of our show with Granny Holster. But Granny, today on Off the Rails Tuesday, we're going to talk about what the difference is between actually being at a wrestling show is and versus watching on your computer or your TV. So, but back to the subject at hand. I think Lesnar is going to leave, finally. We're all going to scream, oh, happy day. But I don't know what they're going to do resolution-wise, Granny. That's my thing. I don't know what the title picture is going to look like on Raw. Hopefully the landscape changes on SmackDown Live. I love AJ. But I hope that I hope Samoa Joe takes it because AJ's a good guy. Samoa Joe's a good guy. They worked together before in TNA. They worked in Japan. I think the long-winded answer to that question is I think Heyman's going to turn on Reigns. I really honestly do. I don't foresee him sticking with it. I don't see him sticking with Lesnar because what's the point? Lesnar's on his way out, supposedly.
It's going to be very, very interesting. That's going to be one exciting match that I think a lot of fans are going to be very interested in the outcome. I mean, you know, it's going to be an interesting outcome.
It's going to be an interesting outcome, folks, because what she means by that is you don't know what's going to happen in wrestling. If you did, then you wouldn't watch it. It's just a kid that's going to go to... And I've used this example before. You can easily say I'm going to watch the rabbit come out of the hat and I'm going to be surprised at how he does it. Or you can be one of those jerks that say, oh, I knew he was a rabbit, a signal the whole time. That's why I didn't that's why I knew and my kid was going to know, too. It's like, there's some people that know results because they read the dirt sheets, and I find that to be extremely annoying. And that's because when you watch wrestling, whether it's WWE, Revolver, Evolve, CZW, whatever your flavor of ice cream is pro wrestling wise. Let me explain something to you guys. You're one of those people. Oh, I didn't see that coming. Oh, the swerve. Oh, the heel turn. Oh, the face turn. Shut the fuck up, please. That's not wrestling. Wrestling to people like Granny and myself, we're different. We like different people, and that's the beauty of professional wrestling. Not just liking people, but also watching what unfolds instead of, yeah, I hope Roman turns heel because I know they had it coming. I know this was coming for a long time. No, you didn't know it was coming in for a long time. And second of all, if you're a worker and you have that attitude, I'm going to talk to the fans like a worker. When it comes to the scenario like that, for example, or, oh, I knew Cody Rhodes was going to be champion in Ring of Honor. Oh, I knew Dalton Castle was going to win it back. No, you didn't. I hate. That's another subject for another day, night, whatever. But I hate people that do that, Granny, because then you take away the fun from actually enjoying what's going to unfold. Yeah, SummerSlam has been crap the last year. Years. Where things that happen don't make sense, but you know what? You still watch it, don't you? I mean, some people say I don't, and they honestly don't, but don't trace onto my Instagram again and say stuff like, you only report WWE. I just mentioned in the same breath Ring of Honor, and how CM Punk Granny turned them down, which I get it, you don't ever want to do WWE, which no one said you had to do, but... Come on, man. You made a lot more money when wrestling is your calling. Anyways, folks, before I hit off my rant, I'm just going to go over the advertisement. If you'd like to join a wrestling school, you can do so by going to monsterfactory.org or surrounding areas in New Jersey. But monsterfactory.org wins overall. I'm not trying to be biased. I'm not trying to be unfair. But contact Danny Cage directly. Phone number is on the webpage at monsterfactory.org. For those of you wanting to go to the Super Camp featuring Gerald Briscoe from WWE, Punishment Martinez from Ring of Honor, you can do so by visiting eventbrite.com on Google. Type in the Google search engine, Eventbrite. Camp is only $100. For those of you wanting to better your skills and hone your wrestling skills, go to monsterfactory.org. So... Also, folks, if you'd like to join the WWE Network, you can do so by going to WWE.com. Click on the tab, WWE Network. Your username and password is first month free, so you can get access to pay-per-views such as SummerSlam, all the past WCW pay-per-views, ECW pay-per-views. Also, you get access to much more than just ECW, WCW, WCCW, NWA, TVWA, Smokey Mountain Pro. You get a lot of access to those things you didn't even realize. PWG, Ring of Honor, ICW, the list goes on. Join the WWE Network today. And if you don't have one, you need to get a WWE Shop Network card. You can get it on the website on the shop. But it is $6.99 shipping and handling, $11.99 two-day ground, three-day ground, $21.99 for next-day shipping. If you don't want to go through that mess, folks, go to your local Dollar General, GameStop, Best Buy, 7-Elevens, and your local Walmart to get your WWE preloaded card. Your preloaded card works for 90 days if you do not have a valid debit or credit card. If you do have a valid debit or credit card, it will charge you $1 for a draft fee and charge you $9.99 from when you signed up. So if you sign up today, that would mean you get billed on the 7th of next month. If you have any further questions, be sure to call the toll-free number on the WWE website. It is listed, folks. We have cell phones. We have Google. Just call whatever. For those of you fighting the good fight against cancer, you can do so by visiting the following websites, findthecure.com, SusanGcoma.org, cureforconnor.org, or Tom. If you like to make your child's wish come true, you can do so by visiting makeawish.com. Type in the name of the child or the person undergoing whatever hardship he or she is going through. Type in a superstar by the name of Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Alexa Bliss, the list goes on. Or your favorite NFL, NBA, or superstars that you see fit that will fit your child's wants and needs to make their dream come true. Well, folks, that does it for the advertisement. We're going to go straight into my head and talk about what watching wrestling versus watching wrestling live and living colors. Dig it. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The color. Okay, so Granny and I have been to live shows, we've been to house shows, we've been to independent shows, we've been to all kinds of shows. What we're trying to do and discuss today is the difference between watching wrestling, you know, versus it, watching it live and living color. Granny, I don't know about you, but the total difference is you're not as intimate when you're watching your TV and the action on there versus you watch the action live in person. You can get t-shirts, you can pat the guys on the back, you can cheer louder, you can boo louder, you can hear crowd through your eardrums. I mean, it's fun.
Yes, it is.
I know Granny's quite the active person, folks. I mean, there's warrants out for Granny's arrest for being so mean to heel. Well, I mean, there's a picture of her most wanted. I got to make this poster. I was tinkering around last night just to be funny. When Granny gets in the face of heel, she gets all animated. I was going to post, they have the bottom when you take your mugshot. I was going to take a picture that says most wanted for being mean to heels.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, like I tell my friends, you know, if you're picking on me, you're leaving somebody else alone. So, you know, hey, whatever.
Granny's a very, it's funny because, like I said, I seen her get animated at the WFC show. I still laugh in my head every time I hear Granny's voice saying, Malico, don't make me beat you in front of all these kids for scaring these children. It's great. It's so great. And I says, well, I think.
Well, a lot of people don't like creepy clowns, and that's what Malico is. He's creepy looking. He's a creepy looking clown. Yeah, the guy can wrestle, but he's a creepy looking clown, and he goes around scaring kids and scaring the camera ladies. You know, Granny's going to have to do something about that.
It was funny, though, because the way she said it, everyone just turned and paid attention to Granny. That's what I said. Watching a show live, and I'm going to tie this in, folks. Watching a show live, you can be a loud, vocal fan because you pay your money to go see these guys. And you're sure WSC is a nonprofit. But at the same time, you know, they still got the guys who stuck to leave. They still have to entertain you, the fans. So, I mean, you know, it's fun also being a worker and you hear crowds boo you. I got booed Granny at a Monster Factory. It's fun. I had my one time match there. It was a hardcore and it was a lot of fun. And to hear the crowd booing me again was just like music to my ears. I'm sure Sylvester says the same thing. If I'm not getting booed or have any kind of reaction, then you're not doing your job as a worker. So watching wrestling versus, you know, on TV versus watching it, you know, live. Granny, I don't know about you, but having commercials is kind of a pain in the butt because those commercials take forever today to get through.
That's true.
And I hate on SmackDown Live, and I'm going to tell you this. I think watching SmackDown Live live, no play on words here, is much better than watching it. And you see that side cam go on to keep the action. It's like, well, unless me and Granny's eyeballs can shrink that far, you know, it gets annoying seeing that crap, considering you're trying to watch a wrestling show, and as soon as you see it, go to commercial, you're like, God bless it, I have to see the fucking heat or whatever the heel's going to do. You know, they shrink the heel's ability to present themselves in front of the crowd. Versus you're in person, man, there's no commercial break. Plus, there's 205 Live that they do tapings, Granny. So, I mean, there is a lot of difference when you see a wrestling show as far
that is
as
true.
Seeing it live and it in person, man. Because, I mean, didn't you say you went to a show in Oklahoma? You went to a show in Oklahoma. And I want your thoughts, Granny, on what it was like to actually go see a show live versus seeing a show in the comfort of your living room or your house or wherever you guys watch Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, we went to the BOK Center. It was about 3 years ago, and they were doing, at that time, that's when they were taping, you know, SmackDown Live before they were actually doing it live. They were actually taping. So we got to see two different, basically, wrestling shows in the same night, you know, which was pretty awesome. And our seats, we worked down on the floor, but we were close enough where we were sitting that we could still see what was going on. And I got some pretty decent pictures from where I was sitting at. I didn't get to meet any of the, you know, like high five any of the wrestlers or anything like that, you know, but it was fun. My son and my husband went with me, and, you know, and that was our first time ever attending a WWE show. I do know that SmackDown Live is coming to the BOK September 18th back to Tulsa. I don't know if I'm going to get to go to that show or not. I haven't gotten tickets yet, but I know a lot of my wrestling family over in Oklahoma is already planning on attending that show with their kids and things like that. So it is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun because you get to see the workers and what they do. Not just that, I love the fact that I've told people that when you're there at WrestleMania, it's weird, Granny, to go back and watch it on the network. Because I was there in New Orleans this year, folks. I have picture proof. I went to WrestleCon. There's much more to do during events than just see people. There's much more. If you just do access, that's fine. But like I told Granny, I go to WrestleCon because I can get it cheaper. You know, for autographs, it's $20, folks. Now, granted, the ones that are expensive, of course, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, which I marked the hell out for Granny because Stone Cold's an awesome dude. He's a big guy. Let me tell you, he is a big guy. It's funny because you're like, well, he's this tall on TV. I'm pretty sure he's a big guy in real life. Granny, let me tell you, he's a nice guy. Shook his hand. He said, enjoy WrestleMania. Another thing is I met Scott Hall, and he said, happy Mania, guys. So when you go live to do stuff, you have a lot more awesome things to do. And that's what I'm talking to you guys about, because some fans are just like, well, I just go for the atmosphere and I get the VIP package or whatever. Granny, I don't care what you're doing next year. You're coming with me to Wrestling Revolver, damn it. Because...
I better start saving my pennies, you know, from my retirement fund every month, because it'll probably take everything that I have, to, you know, to make that trip.
Well, because it's $20 for GA, but the VIP, I think, like, only, I think it was, I forget how much the VIP was on Revolver, but you, I think it'd be fun for you to interact with Jacob Manning, the Man Scout, and every wrestler that comes through there, because Revolver... I mean, it'd be fun because it's kind of like a mini version of NXT. The way Sammy has certain stars coming in and out, like he had Swagger show up. He's had Chavo Guerrero. He's had, you know, a bunch of names. He's even had Kurt Angle come at one point. I don't remember when it was, but he's had a lot of names, Granny, that you and I are familiar with. He's even had Vicky Guerrero on his show. So, I mean, he's had Melina, he's had Victoria, a lot of former WWE names, Granny, that show up from here and there, a lot of Lucha Underground, he's had Rey Mysterio on his show. I mean, the names that come to Revolver, like you see live shows, like I see, and of course the former host of this show will claim that he got me hooked on it, no he didn't, here's my thing, folks. When you see a show live, it takes on a whole new meaning, atmosphere-wise, merchandise-wise, because you're not in front of your phone during WWE Raw like I am. And no offense, but when I'm looking on the shop versus watching the replay of Hulu, Granny, that's pretty sad. I mean, I have ADD as is. But here's the thing, folks. When you actually go to a show, whether it be Raw, SmackDown Live, Evolve, CZW, whatever flavor ice cream or wrestling you like, New Japan for the Richie Rich folks, even though you say it's not a lot, going to Japan doesn't, I mean, it does cost a hefty penny. Trust me, I've been there, done that. Let me just tell you, if you don't have a passport, which I, you know, I do now and I still do, but I just got mine renewed. The point is, if you like going international, let me fair warn you, folks. It's not cheap. That's why I stick to stateside and Italy. I mean, if you go to England, you look at the average price to fly in London Air. I'm just saying, I know it's, oh my God, my fans, oh boy. The fans are kind of just revolting just a little bit, teasing me, Granny, on Instagram. This is funny. You know, here's the thing, folks. To just calm down my fans from London land, I love you. I love you to death. But understand, you guys cannot deny that when you travel abroad, you don't – I mean, if you're going stateside now, if you say you're American, they're not going to care unless you make a case of yourself. When you see an international show live, it's the same as an American crowd. And they're like, well, yeah, it's not the same. And I go, yeah, it is. You guys chant the same chants to get yourself over. You guys are the same marky marks, some of you, not all of you. Trust me, Granny, I've been to international shows. Let me inform you, it's no different than seeing, you know, an American show stateside. The only difference is, yeah, the country title. And that's it. And it's a lot of fun. I went to a show in the, you know, O2 arena, and it's just as big as American Airlines, which is scary if you think about it. You could fit two football fields inside this place, Granny. I went for a Monday Night Raw, which is weird having it filmed on a Sunday, which the title of the show is Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then Japan, they just had a live show. I wasn't there for that, but they filmed it on a Wednesday. And they didn't even air it on the network. So, yes, folks, being live versus, you know, watching it on your TV and looking back at things, that's not how it was live to me, because they have Matt mics for WrestleMania, Granny. And they have Matt mics now for, I guess, for every show, because the fans versus the fans 20 years ago, which includes Granny, myself, and the former host of the show, and Kirk Gannon, and most other people that have been guests on my show, Danny Cage, Travis Gordon. I've asked him, I said, do you think, you know, it's different being live 20 years ago or 30 years ago versus being live now? And they said, well, there's some differences, but not a lot. And I said, there's a lot more chanting than just watching a match. When you're live, a lot of people like to argue or boo or do whatever. Granny, I swear, when I went to Money in the Bank, I thought I was inside a church. Do you know why?
Nobody was hollering.
No.
Nobody was probably
when
hollering,
I was at the Money
know?
In the Bank. You know how annoying it is when people get up and keep getting up during the whole show because they can't hold their bladder?
Yeah.
That's the stuff good old B-Train had to put up with. That's my only complaint about that, was that I had to get up, move around, get up, move around, get up, move around. So I finally, this is what happened, Granny, at Money in the Bank and Allstate Arena. You want to know what happened?
Yeah, tell me what happened.
Okay, so I channeled my inner, well, my apologies, folks, for mentioning this rat's name, Enzo Amore. I said, I come to church, and they started the how you doing chant, and I go, I get up, how you doing? I move around, how you doing? I get up again, how you doing? These people need to sit down. How you doing? Because, I mean, I swear to God, you go to a wrestling show, you think, can you people please sit your asses down? I'm trying to enjoy the fucking show. But no, the entire fucking flipping show. I'm like, I see them get a beer. I'm like, so I finally, Granny, I told him, I said, sit on the fucking stairs. I don't care if security comes and says, sit on the stairs. I said that we can sit on the stairs. I said, you better, because I'm just going to tell you right now, I'm not too friendly to people who don't listen when I tell them you're at a wrestling show. I understand once or twice, but Granny, the entire 3.5 hour duration of Money in the Bank, you're going to the bathroom. Like, literally, every other match, these people were going to the restroom. Like, Jesus Christ,
well,
man, you might as well just sat at home and drink beer there.
Yeah, and all of them, and the money that they could have saved if they hadn't have gone, you know, they could have saved all that money and watched it at home.
Well, and the fact is, you know, beers aren't cheap in person. That's got to be like $9 a pop.
At least.
They have, Granny, I said, boy, you must have deep pockets because I'm watching them, Granny. You know, week in, week out, or like, not week in, week, but at 30-minute intervals, drinking beer. And I'm thinking to myself, well, are you at the Super Bowl? Because if your team was doing shitty, I can understand you drinking beer. But, my God, man, the difference between being a live show in your home, the point I'm trying to make is, folks, you can feel more emotion, not just by the people surrounding you, but you can feel emotion when it comes to the crowd's reaction to a match, like Carmella Asuka. I was there, folks, at Allstate Arena. I was disappointed that Asuka did not beat Carmella. There's no point in having a champ. They shit all over it. They said, well, you shit all over it, then you're a mark. I go, you know what? Next person that says that, I'm just going to tell you, I've told people, you once were a mark for someone, so calling me a mark, okay, I'll admit, I'm a mark for Undertaker, I'm a mark for some of the heels right now, but here's the thing, folks, what I'm trying to get at is, you feel some kind of emotion, like when Granny was at her show, I'm sure she felt some kind of emotion emitted because, you know, it was probably, was it your first show, correct?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And
yeah, it was my first WWE live show.
And did you feel like, okay, well, this is, you know, part of the reason why we're discussing this is because some of you forget, like, we're not looking down on you, but, like, some of the people who watch live shows, they're so picky. And it's like, well, if you didn't want to see it, plain and simple, like Granny says, then don't watch it. Don't waste the $87. Don't waste the $192, or don't waste the $4,000 floor seats, which I don't know why Barclays is selling seats for that low on the floor. I mean, my God. I just, you know, if you don't like a show, then don't go to it. But what I'm trying to convey to you guys as fans is when you go to a live show, enjoy it, boo it, say, man, that was a horrible show. You have the right. You're a fan, but do not. And I mean, do not do it on social media, because that, okay, whether you like something or not, that's why I do this on a podcast versus doing it on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, because then you're just painting yourself a target. You're paintbrushing your image. What if the company invites you to a dinner? You don't know. What if you get to be the fan selected to meet the Usos for something or Naomi? And you say, I hate the Usos, I hate Naomi, I don't want it. Okay, Granny and I will gladly take your place. It's
well, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead, Granny, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I mean, like I said, that one time that I was there at the BOK, I didn't get to meet any, you know, wrestlers, you know, face-to-face, you know, per se, but had I had the opportunity, I would have loved it, you know. But, I mean, I have met a lot of professional wrestlers at a lot of independent shows that I've gone to, you know, which has been amazing, you know. I have seen Hacksaw Jim Duggan numerous times, Tommy Dreamer numerous times. I've met the Rock and Roll Express. I've seen them a couple of different times. AJ Styles, Mickey James, you know, Diamond Dallas Page, Jake Roberts. I mean, Matt Hardy, you know, Brian Knobbs. I mean, I've met some big time, you know, professional wrestlers over the years, and that's through just independent shows, and that's been amazing. You know, I love that, you know. And we went to a independent show in Kansas City at a baseball park, the T-Bones Baseball Park. They were doing an outdoor wrestling show, and we were sitting there inside the ballpark, you know, waiting for the show, you know, and I had my tickets or waiting to get my tickets picked up at the window, you know, and stuff. And they were nice enough to let us sit inside the ballpark, you know, and here comes Jim Duggan. He's like, "Granny, how you doing?" You know, came up and gave me a great big hug. And, you know, that I love that, you know. I mean, I love that. I've met Jerry Lawler several times, Chavo Guerrero Jr., Carlito. I got to meet Carlito here not too long ago, you know. So it's amazing. I mean, you know, it's amazing the people that you get to meet. I know I'm friends with Trevor Murdoch, you know. Gosh, I could just go on, but it's amazing, and I love it, you know, so.
Yes, and so, folks, to, you know, to conclude this episode, what I'm going to tell you is, if you don't appreciate, you know, live versus normal, you know, watching TV, I'm going to tell you, then you're one weird son of a bitch, because I can tell you on numerous occasions how many times I've been to live shows. I was there when Owen Hart died. I was there when Stone Cold came to Kemper Arena, and you just hear the roof blow off that place. I was there Monday Nitro at Madison Square Garden. I was there, you know, for a lot of stuff. And fans can say I was there. The point is, if you don't appreciate a live show, then in my opinion, like when I'm talking about live and living color, then don't make criticisms about how it should be and how you would book this. If I were the booker, if I was the promoter, bullshit, please stop. Because from what I can tell you, and this is from both a worker perspective and a fan perspective, if you don't think like a fan, it's not a bad thing as if you're a worker. But it is a bad thing when you're a worker and you look down upon fans, you know, for showing up to your show and admiring you, whatever, in a certain kind of way. And in some ways, admiring can be admonished. But what I'm referring to is, if we go to your show live, then that gives us the right to say whether we like the show or not. And, you know, we can keep it simple. We don't have to go into detail about face turn, heel turn, this, that. We're not workers. But I can say that the one thing that you do is you see a live show and you say to yourself, okay, what a show. That was awesome. I love the feel of it. I didn't like the feel of it. And I've been to several shows, Granny. That doesn't make me better than any fan or any worker. It means I've had exposure to both live and watching it as a kid on TV. Let me tell you, as a kid, you're like a kid in a candy store, you go see a live show. When you're on TV, when you're watching wrestling on TV, it's not the same feel. You still feel emotion, you get upset, you get riled up, but it's not the same when you can see it live and living color, meaning the...
Well, you don't have all that... You don't have all that energy that you're experiencing from, you know, being live with the other fans in that same building. Sure, you can holler and yell with the TV, you know, and but, I mean, when you're live in an arena with other wrestling fans just like yourself, you know, you get all that energy, you know, you get all that excitement. You know, and I mean, traditional championship wrestling, they were a independent show that company that ran in Arkansas for several years, and they did live TV tapings, and they still show the old reruns down in the Little Rock area. Well, you know, I had one shirt that says, I have my What You Gonna Do When Granny Holster Goes Crazy On You shirt, but then my friend that made me that shirt made me one that says Granny Hulkster, Queen of TCW, and I started wearing that. Well, they made sure that Granny was always on the front row. I mean, because we always bought front row tickets, but they always made sure that I was front and center where the camera, you know, that's where they always wanted me to sit, you know. And that was fine, you know. I mean, and I loved it. I mean, I remember getting to go to Nashville when they opened for the Tennessee State Fair. They took care of Granny. Let me tell you, you know, you talk about wrestling, you know, you don't have to be related to these people, because I'm not related to any of them. And I think I've shared this story with either you or maybe Icon and Big Swing, but at the time, I had been recovering from a meniscus tear in my right knee, so I was having to walk with a cane. Well, I had not had my first total knee replacement yet. I didn't have that done until February of 2014. So when we got to the fairgrounds, we drove around, we looked, and they had a little area roped off for, you know, handicap parking. But I would have had to walk up the steep hill. I would have had to walk from the opposite side of the fairgrounds to where the building was, you know, and I knew that there was no way that I could make that walk. Well, God love Colonel Thomas C. Parker, and I'm going to give him a big shout out, and Johnny Morton and everybody else at TCW. You know, that morning, Johnny Morton says, Granny, when you come to the fairgrounds, come up to the side hill, tell security you're with TCW. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I didn't know why. And so I told him that, and security guard says, well, do you have any credentials? And I said, well, I've got my tickets. And he said, oh, you're here for the show. I said, yes, sir, but I was told by the staff to come up and speak with you because I'm getting ready to have knee surgery, and I'm having to walk with a cane. And I said, I can call somebody. He says, no, I believe you. So, but they did that, so I was able to park my car right close, very close to the building. I mean, very, very close to the building, where I did not have to walk clear across the fairground to get to that building. That's how they took care of me. So kudos to them, you know, kudos to the staff at TCW, you know, for doing that for me.
And, you know, so folks, things like that can happen live. You don't know, like, even if it's just not WWE, you can still enjoy a live show versus, this is what I'm going to say on Off the Rails on Censored Wednesday. The fans who are love, you know, with the indies, all I'm going to tell you is, I love you to pieces, but please shut your cake holes, okay? I hate elitists. Granny hates elitist, meaning just because you cheer for Ring of Honor, and just because, yes, Ring of Honor puts on great quality shows every week with Marty Scurll and Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, the Briscoe Brothers, Punishment Martinez, I can go on and on and on. That does not negate, if you're a fan, the fact that you're a fan of WWE. Okay, so if you stick to one single group, that doesn't make you a bad fan, it just makes you aware, all right? So, in closing, folks, if you are an elitist, it's okay. You can hug yourself as your teddy bear and live in your mother's basement or whatever the fuck you do, or you have a nice 5-star job that you want to brag about and puff your chest out. I mean, like you do at Revolver. Some of you, not all of you. All I'm going to tell you is we're all fans, whether it be live and living color or watching it on TV because you have a disability or whatever it is. I don't know people's situations, and I don't speak for folk. I'm just real. Okay, that's what I base my podcast off of, being real. So, folks, if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got 3 choice words for you. Forget about it. And what you going to do when Granny Hulkster runs wild and crazy all over you? All right, Granny, thanks for being on the show with me today.
You're welcome.
Toodles, bitches, I got to go to work.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cost of personality.